1864, 18 young men, as you have learned today, left this wonderful little town of Broadhead, Wisconsin, to form the 1st Brigade Band, 3rd Division, 15th Army Corps. They thought they had three things going for themselves. First, they had fine, tailored uniforms from the firm of Smith & Bostwick in Janesville, Wisconsin. Second, they had a fine set, a brand new set, of German silver over-the-shoulder instruments from a celebrated manufactory of D.C. Hall in Boston, Massachusetts. That may not mean anything to you, but at the time, that meant having the very finest band instruments on the planet. And third, and perhaps most important, they carried with in their music pouches the finest music repertoire of any band, either north or south, ready to play for every conceivable occasion that might possibly arise with being an army band out in the field of war. In March of 1865, the band was proclaimed by General William T. Sherman to be the model band for his entire army. And in May of 1865, as you have just heard, they participated in that grand review in Washington, D.C. It was a two-day event. Hundreds of thousands of troops paraded down Pennsylvania Avenue, scores of military bands playing up and down our nation's capital. But you know that of that event, only one band was cited in the newspapers. They were cited for three reasons, in fact: neatness of dress, brightness of instruments, and the fine music discourse. That band was the 1st Brigade Band. Clearly, by 1865, they had established a tradition of excellence.